Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, Groundhog, he didn't see a shadow. We're going to have spring in six more weeks. We can trust him as well as we can trust any politician, right? We're close to spring. You know, we're having spring here in Missouri. This is very unusual, and I'm right in there. I'm supporting climate change and global warming all the way because we're going to hit 60 today in February 2nd. You know something else that's February 2nd, Rudy? I have a great-grandchild who has a birthday today. Yeah, I can't remember how old he's going to be. Five, something? I don't know. I've lost count. Isn't that terrible? I've lost count. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you, Father, for the blessing of my family. You have blessed me, and I don't deserve it. You have blessed me. My granddaughter with her children, she reached out to me last night just to say howdy. Thank you. Thank you for her family. She is celebrating a birthday for one of her children today. Father, we thank you for so many things. You are such a God of love and grace and mercy. And while it would seem your patience is forever, we know that it will have an end. And we do fear that. We know that we deserve your wrath. But Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your guidance to help us. Help us to push forward for you. Not for our glory. Not necessarily for our freedom and liberty, but for your glory and for your kingdom. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask and beg for your protection, Father, as we go forth in this world, as we stand for your righteousness. May we be bold and brave and courageous, but may we also be wise, and may we show your love. I pray for your protection over Donald J. Trump. I pray for your protection and your comfort over those who are being held hostages. I pray for those who are incarcerated unjustly. They too are hostages. I pray for all who are going to try and make the right the wrong. Make the wrong the right or something. Make things right in this country. But it isn't about right or left. It's about your righteousness. And what we see happening is so ungodly. So evil. And I know, Father, that this evil exists because good men and women did nothing. And that's all it takes for evil to abound. So may we stand up now courageous, knowing that you will protect us, knowing that there will be bumps and bruises, cuts and scrapes. But may we push forward for you, and for the future of our children and our grandchildren and that beautiful little grandson who's having a birthday today. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, there's an old not-so-gracious punchline, and my brothers used to do that to me every now and then. Ask me if I care. Ask me if I care. Ask me if I care. And then when you say, what do you care? No. It's kind of mean, but it was kind of true. Whatever I was complaining about, ask me if I care. Well, that is the answer from the Democrat Party. They don't care. Ask me if I care. No. They care about one thing, abortion. Okay, they care about two things, abortion and holding political power by any means. Democrats, and unfortunately many rhino Republicans, or just whatever you want to call the Republicans, do not care that this nation is being invaded. In fact, they welcome the invasion. Democrats do not care if your children are kicked out of their public schoolhouse to house illegal aliens. Democrats do not care if your children are subjected to pornography in kindergarten or on up. Democrats do not care if your daughters are raped in the public school bathroom by a trans, mentally, biologically ill person, boy. Democrats do not care that you're paying three times the amount of the grocery store. Democrats do not care that a transgender woman claiming to be a man goes in and shoots up children in a public school or a private school. Democrats do not care if your children are dying of fentanyl, which is coming across the border illegally by illegal aliens. Democrats do not care about women unless they need an abortion. So they've ruined women's sports and trying to remove their identity as well. Democrats do not care about American jobs, so they continue, along with their Republican friends, unfortunately, outsourcing our jobs and then hiring illegals for the others. Democrats do not care about the safety of Americans. That's why they insist on hiring DEI and doors fly off of airplanes and other dangers lurk out there that Democrats don't care. Democrats don't care about truth. They prefer lies, actually, which best suit their power continuance. Democrats do not care about education. They prefer and care about indoctrination. Democrats do not care about school choice. In fact, they prefer Americans have no choices. Democrats do not care that illegal aliens are committing crimes in America. For some reason, illegal aliens are allowed to drunk drive. They're allowed to beat up cops. They're allowed to rape your daughters and kill your sons and walk away free, flipping off the cameras and all Americans. Democrats do not care if China was responsible for COVID. They like China a lot. Democrats do not care if your sons and daughters die in political wars as long as they themselves are profiting. Democrats do not care about our farmland and if it is sold to China. Democrats do not care about Americans or America. Democrats do not care about liberty, freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Nada. In fact, it goes beyond not caring. Democrats hate all those words and all those documents. Ask a Democrat if he or she cares about America, and they'll say America is systematically racist and must be punished and fundamentally changed. Ask a Democrat if they care about America. They do not. They do care about government. They're all about party. They care about power and profits for them. We are in a huge election year this year, America. The election will determine whether America can find its way back home or not. We are damaged goods to the Democrats and some Republicans. The parties have gone crazy. And I want to talk about that a little bit. I've got several things of great interest. One is on inflation. Not that you aren't aware of it every time you go to the store, but I have some numbers to show you that kind of prove. And then I have something from the RNC that I found very interesting. I was reading it to Rudy this morning. But you are listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Friday. Not only is it Friday, it's Groundhog Day, and we all rise up and say, spring is on its way. And happy birthday to my little Oliver. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com, that's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to remind you of what parties. I believe parties are the problem. You know, I've said this many times. The two-party system is a monopoly of politics, and it has turned into corporate politics. And this is what, and I read it to you yesterday, this is what George Washington said about parties in his farewell address. He was concerned about it. I mean, it is the nature of man. That's why things need to get switched up every once in a while. He says, however, political parties may now and then answer popular ends. They are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them up to this unjust dominion. They want the power in a republic, a constitutional republic, which is why they're always saying democracy. It's because in the constitutional republic, it is the consent of the governed. It is we, the people, who should be calling the shots. If you were to see the bombardment of emails I get daily, hundreds and hundreds of them, from candidates all over, Trump's sons and daughters, Trump himself, Democrats too, other talk show hosts, shows, nonprofit organizations, and literally hundreds asking for political donations. Now, I do understand it takes money to do these things, to run ad campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. But many are from other states. Why should I take my dollars and send them somewhere else? Well, they want them at the RNC. They want them at the DNC. It's totally out of hand, and I'm serious. I think it is totally out of hand. Corporate politics is a huge problem. And it isn't about you and me, America. It's all about them. I realize these candidates aren't the ones sending the emails. Trump isn't emailing Beth Ann. But it is a corporate thing. It is how politics is done. Mass emailing. On the Democrat side and the Republican side as well. What do they do with all this money? You and I have to guard our money, thanks to Bidenomics and the Democrats and the Republicans. Democrats don't care about inflation. It's a hidden tax. Again, we the people are the ones who pay. So I have this email. I had this, not an email. It's an article this morning. Biden inflation. Price of chicken breast skyrockets 251% in Illinois. Now, I don't recognize the grocery that they are talking about, so it's probably something in Illinois. It's Jewel Osco Grocery. It says, in Illinois, for example, the cost of a chicken breast at the local Jewel Osco grocery store has increased by $5 a pound since 2020. That's a 251% increase. Don't you love Bidenomics? And this was reported by the DuPage Policy Journal. The journal's analysis showed that the pack of chicken breasts at the supermarket cost $6.99 per pound as of January 2nd of 2024. And that's $5 higher. It was $1.99 per pound per chicken on the chicken breast on December 16th of 2022. That's in 1 year. It's gone up $5. The pain at the grocery store when you check out is a direct result, of the exorbitant borrowing and spending policies of Joe Biden. And come on, Congress is helping him with the spending. The Republicans always want to spend money too. That's the only thing bipartisan with these guys, is spending your money. So the chicken breast, you understand, has gone up $5. Turkey breast has only gone up a few cents. It went from 12 cents a pound to 50 cents a pound. That's 40 cents more. That's quite a bit. Then I'm thinking, what turkey are they talking about? It says turkey breast, so I don't know if it's a sliced turkey breast, like meat or whatever. Ground beef, $3.99 a pound. This is in 2020, to $5.49 a pound now. Laundry detergent, which I still thought was high, it's in 2020, was $7.99 for an 88-ounce bottle. And it's now $12.99 for an 88-ounce bottle. Now, this is Illinois, and this is the grocery store of Jewel Osco, okay? So that's not your Hy-Vee. It's not your Walmart. It's not your other grocery stores, the Gerbs and Dillons. It's not those. Piggly Wigglies. It's not those. Chili Man Chili was $1.50 in 2020 and is $2.99 now in 2024. Ham was 99 cents per pound in 2020, and now it is $4.29 per pound. He's a pretty proud pig when he. And I'm let me tell you right now, the farmer isn't the one getting this money. Neither is the grocery store. They're not the ones getting this money either. The profits. Snow crab. Now, I haven't bought a lot of snow crab. I'm not a big seafood person. $8.99 a pound in 2020. It is now $16.99 a pound. Rib roast was $5.99. I used to occasionally get a roast. I haven't bought a roast in a long time. It is now $14.49 per pound. Salmon only went up a dollar. It was $5.99 per pound in 2020. It's $6.99 per pound now. Sweet potatoes, they were 39 cents a pound, and now they're $1.99 a pound. Avocados, which I do like and I get because I think they're good for me, plus I like them, 88 cents a pound, and now, or each, excuse me, and now they're $1.99 each, but that's not necessarily true. I have bought some that have been $2.50 a piece. Yeah, that wasn't very smart of me, but I like them, and I'll get that rather than a roast, I guess. Seedless grapes, the red ones, were 99 cents a pound, and now, Rudy, they are $3.99 a pound. That's a 300% raise. Clementine stayed the same. I don't know why. Bone-in ribeye steak, $7.99 in 2020, $15.49 a pound in 2024. I know, you're probably getting bored with this. We'll jump to something else. Boneless beef sirloin tip or bottom round roast, not rump roast, was $4.99. Now it's $6.99 a pound. And it goes on and on. There isn't anything. There's just two or three of them on here that stayed the same. One was king crab legs. They were $24.99 and they're still $24.99 a pound. Now this is something I don't buy. Now I know other people buy them because they don't want to make them, but I prefer mine. I don't like some of the meat that's prepared because I think it tastes mushy. But frozen meatballs, they were 16 cents an ounce. And now they are 32 cents an ounce. Now I prefer to make my own meatballs, and my husband's listening, he's probably going to say, well, when was the last time you made meatballs, woman? He does like my meatballs. And tenderloin was $16.99, is now $17.89. It goes on and on and on, and it just goes up and up and up. Crisco cooking oil went up, doubled. No, that's more than double. It was a 0.06 cents an ounce, and now it's 12 cents an ounce. Why didn't they just do the bottle? Jiffy corn mix. We all like Jiffy corn mix. It makes making cornbread easy. Rudy doesn't like cornbread. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's not American. 69 cents for a box, an 8.5 ounce box, and now it's a dollar. Used to be able to get those things, you know, like $2.44 or whatever. Not anymore. Not under Bidenomics. But you got to understand, it's a hidden tax, my friends. It's a hidden tax. And every time they spend more money and devalue your dollar, up goes the prices. And since the jobs are going away, and the restrictions and the regulations and the mandates are heaping upon our industries, some of the food gets more scarce, and that's why it's higher as well. We're going to talk about the RNC when we come back. They're practically broke. Gee, I wonder where all that money's going. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community community, where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise 5 sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, we've hit a nerve on Facebook. Those that are watching, they're going off on these prices. So I have just a couple more that I'm going to give. And like I said, this is only one grocery store, and it's out of Illinois that they've done this research. And it is Jewel Osco Grocery Store. So these are the two I'm going to give you. Now, Rudy and I are kind of like, we like nuts. We like peanuts here in the office. So we eat a lot of peanuts, and we get ours. Should we even tell them? Because if we tell them, they're going to go try and get them, and then there will be less for us. So should,
yeah, because if they try them, they'll be hooked, and then they'll, yeah. Supply chain issue, you know.
It is. Anyway, okay, because I'm a nice girl, I'm going to tell you. We get them at Menards. it's an off-brand, and they're cheap, and they're the best peanuts anywhere. But now, we didn't like their sugar-coated ones. Those, my husband loves those, but he did not like the ones from Menards. Whatever brand that is, which I don't have in my head. I'm not trying to keep that from you. I just don't have it in my head. But Planters peanuts went from $2.50 for a 16-ounce can to a $3.99. And I know they're higher than that here. This is the one I wanted to give you. Aha, sparkling water.
Now, you have to understand, this sparkling water, it's got CO2 in it. I'm just telling you, it's got CO2 in it. It went from $2.50 for an 8-pack of 12-ounce case, 12-ounce per can, whatever, to $4.49. And your Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, and Sprite, also, they have CO2 in them, went from $1.25 for a 2-liter bottle to $3.29 for a 2-liter bottle. And Coca-Cola, Diet Cola, Sprite also has CO2 in it. You know, why don't they take those all off the market? They're sticking CO2 in it. Or they should make more. And instead of putting the CO2 under the ground, they should be putting it in all the drinks and all the waters and all that. You know, and it's anyway, it went from $4 to $6.99. So that's a 6-pack with 8-ounce bottles. So we've got to watch where you get that CO2. Okay, let's talk about the RNC. This caught my attention yesterday before I left the office when I was looking at information for today's show and just to keep myself informed. I remember the days when I was an apathetic, not caring mother. In fact, I used to laugh. Somebody said, did you know such and such? And I said, if it doesn't happen in my kitchen or laundry room, I don't know about it. But I was busy raising children, and I guess I did a decent job. They turned out pretty good. I only have to spank them once in a while now. good luck with that since they're all, you know, 6 foot tall or something. The RNC is the most broke it has been in nearly a decade, according to the Federal Election Commission. So they've lost all this money. And I'm not going to read it all to you. I'll just some of it so I can get the numbers right. The RNC's amount of cash on hand has rapidly declined following former President Donald Trump's administration. In 2015, just ahead of a presidential election year, the RNC had $18.7 million in cash on hand. I don't think they mean cash like in a drawer, but in the bank. In 2019, the RNC had, are you sitting down? So who was president in 2019? They had $71 million in cash on hand. And in 2022, that dropped down to $14.3 million. And Democrat National Committee has $21 million in cash now at the end of 2023. So they got a little more money than we do, and it's all about money. You got to understand that. It's all about the party and the money, not the people. So I think there's more. This is coming from Ronna McDaniel because she's going to have to excuse herself. Now, she makes $400,000 a year. And then I guess she gets bonuses here and there. Maybe some of that is her bonuses. But that's just what it said. I think there's more donors just fully committed to their candidate right now saying, I am all in, and once the nominee is set, I'll be there. In other words, they're just paying attention to the local politics right now, and they're not giving to the federal RNC. She says, that's what I hear, and she said, that's normal. And there's nothing unusual about this because they know that once their candidate gets in, that we will merge and we'll be working together to win the White House. Well, it's more than just the White House. They go on in this article and they explain what she makes and what others made before her. In fact, I've got two articles together. And the second article, as I was reading it, is an anti-Trump guy. So he's blaming their misfortune, their lack of money, not on Ronna McDaniel, but on Donald Trump. And of course, she's up and somebody is again challenging her for her position. We have lost elections since Ronna McDaniel became the RNC director or chair, whatever they call it. And so they're not blaming her. This guy is, and he's blaming Trump. Now, where is that one guy's article, that one guy's comment that I said, I'll let you know. Where is that, Rudy? I thought I circled that. Oh, here it is. This is somebody else analyzing it. And it is Oscar Brock. a national RNC member from Tennessee. And he told the Washington Post, "We're going through the same efforts we always go through to raise money. The same donor meetings, retreats, digital advertising, direct mail, but the return is much lower this year. If you know the answer, I'd love to know it." The staff has managed to tighten down on expenses to keep the party from going into the red. Well, let me explain something to you, Oscar Brock. And whoever wrote that other one, who has his name? The one that wrote the other article that's anti-Trump. I want to explain something to this guy. His name is S.V. Date. I had to look at that. S. Initials S.V. as in Victor. S. as in Sam. V. as in Victor. Last name Date. He's blaming it on Trump. In the 2022 election, when we lost a lot. Now, if you go on, if you understand, the RNC gives this money then to the GOP. And I'm probably saying the initials wrong or giving you the wrong example here, but McConnell, he has the purse power at that time, and so does the whoever's ahead of the House. And they, in turn, start supporting the primaried. They've already been primaried. The states have already picked out, the areas have already picked out who they want. McConnell refused to support the people's choices in certain areas. And I know one was Colorado. I'm almost positive one was Colorado. Because they weren't his choice. So, to you, Oscar Brock, people saw that. So if they give to the RNC, and in the meantime, the RNC distributes this money, and the House and the Senate, they decide who they're going to prop up. And it isn't the people's choice. Why should the people give you money? Now you think about that, Oscar. You just think about that for a little bit. I tell my listeners, don't give to them. Give to your local. Now, if you want to get on the phone and talk to Ronna McDaniel, I doubt that that's going to be a possibility because she's somebody very, very important now that she makes almost $500,000 a year for losing elections, money that you gave them. It's corporate politics, and it needs to stop. And the only ones that can stop it are you and me, America. And it ain't going to be easy. When we come back, I want to get back into some things that are happening. This is something that the Senate is doing, and it's out of Missouri, Rudy. This is coming out of Missouri. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. use of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So this just came before I went on the air, so I haven't had a chance to study it, but I've highlighted some of the things that are going on here. And this is the House and Senate Republicans. They're pressing Biden administration for allowing a CCP-tied facility near U.S. military installations. It says the Republican Missouri Representative Mark Alford led a group of House and Senate Republicans in sending a letter to the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Good luck. Could she read? And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, good luck with that. He's usually AWOL. Regarding a manufacturing facility with Chinese Communist Party ties being built less than 100 miles from crucial military installations in Kansas and Missouri. Now, I'm not sure which one in Missouri, but I know where several of these are. And so did the Chinese, because they had a balloon crossing over Kansas and over Missouri. They know where everything is. And Biden allowed it. Probably got paid well for it. By the way, why is Hunter living in the White House? Is that where he conducts his business? Just saying. Okay. The Daily Caller first obtained the letter, and I don't have the letter to read it to you, which calls on the Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States at CFIUS to investigate the planned investment in a 333,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Johnson County, Kansas, by Nano Technologies. Is it Nano? USA Incorporated. In late December, the Daily Caller News Foundation broke the news of the plans and the ties between the CCP and the U.S. company. The construction of a manufacturing facility in nanotechnologies, a company connected to the CCP in Johnson County, Kansas, is deeply concerning, and the CCP's brazen aggressions against the globe cannot be tolerated.
Alfred says, we deserve to know what knowledge Secretary Yellen and Austin have of this construction. Any information about the company's connection to the communist regime and what is being done to halt this project. A facility of this magnitude with such proximity to several military installations must be stopped. We look forward to a swift response from the administration officials. Yeah, right. What swift response have they given you yet, my friends? Goes on here and it says, Nano USA is a wolf in sheep's clothing and a clear threat to Americans' national and economic security. Allowing the CCP to set up a shop in Johnson County and infiltrate our supply chains and critical military installations is unacceptable. The Biden administration must take action to prevent the Chinese Communist Party from expanding to its foothold in Kansas and other states across this country. It's happening, America, and it's been happening. But it is escalating under a Democrat regime because ask a Democrat if they care. They do not. Of course, Republicans don't care much all either. So what prompted this? Ask me if I care. It was we had 150 Democrats. 150 Democrats that voted against a bill to make a DUI, that's driving under the influence, a deportable offense. Over 100 Democrats voted against a bill, including to deport illegal immigrants caught drunk driving. Now we know, and I need to get this gentleman back on. He's from Kansas. And Ed Hayes. I had him on several years ago, before Trump was even a thought. And he, for a long time, has been keeping track of the violent crimes and deaths caused by illegal aliens, including drunk driving. And it is monumental. But the Democrats refuse to deport these people who are killing Americans. They come in here breaking a law first off. As soon as they cross that line, that boundary, they've broken the law. They come in. They beat up our cops. They rape our daughters. They burn children. But the Democrats don't care. And when you stop and think about it, like we visited with Mike Cutler earlier this week, the immigration issue and crisis has been building for decades upon decades upon decades. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is zero excuse in it. Zero. America should care about America. Congress should care about America. Omar should not only be stripped of her citizenship and deported. She should be deported. But that's not going to happen. Do you think she's the only one up there in Congress who is seeing to the betterment of someone else rather than America? If they weren't, if they cared about you, we'd have the truth of COVID by now. We'd have impeached President Biden by now. We would have had the truth about the fraudulent election of 2020 and other elections that have been fraudulent prior to that. We'd have the truth about it. But you see, they don't care. Ask them if they care. But make sure you ask that question when it's not an election year. They won't even answer your questions because you are beneath them. Corporate politics must end. All Oscar has to do is come talk to me. I'll tell him why they don't have money. The American people are fed up. And it's not that we love Donald Trump so much as that we love his message. And he speaks to us, not down to us. He might have to bend a little, but he'll look me in the eye when he talks to me. He's not going to look over my head. Well, he might have to look over my head. I'm a little short. I'll get on. I'll plan that equity thing and I'll stand on a step stool to talk to him. You know, it's not about Trump. This election is not about Trump. But the Democrat Party is going to make sure he doesn't get elected because he is fighting for you. None of them are fighting for you. You didn't see any other president not take his salary and give it to the general fund. You didn't see any other president do that. And now they're trying to ruin him, break him, and throw him in jail so they can continue their corporate United States of America. It's time for us to stand up and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.